Okay. Well, hello, everybody. This is Elaine Armstrong and
Trinise Lyons.
And we are your co-hosts for The Good Work Show. As you can see, we are social distancing in our own homes today.
We are.
We're far away, even though the screen is close.
I know. It feels like I could just reach out and...
Yeah. Oh, look at that! That's hilarious. Okay. Apparently, we've been in the house.
It's another person, and I can see you, and I can talk to you at the same time. It's kind of exciting.
It is exciting. And we both did our hair today because...
Yes.
I haven't done my hair, so this is a special occasion, y'all.
It's clean. Like, you know, I did a wash, but I just stopped at that point. So, I have been perpetually in a ponytail, headband situation for a couple of weeks. So, so I'm like, okay, and earrings? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was debating whether I was going to do earrings or not, because I felt like it wasn't going to bring much to the
table. So, every little bit helps. So, we are living our new reality in our homes. We are continuing to do the stuff that we normally do, but we're doing it from here. So we're working. We are.
I don't think I'm doing the stuff I would normally do.
Well, that's true. Nothing about this is normal.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. It's not normal.
And we'd be in the studio. We miss our studio time, but I guess, you know, with modern technology, we can at least talk to our listeners and our viewers and, check in.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
Say hi. So I guess there's a couple of pieces of business we need to take care of, right?
Yeah.
Couple of things. We Goodwill, I'm sure most of you all know, like every place else, we are closed, temporarily closed due to,
Corona.
Due to the Rona, we are closed. So, but we are accepting donations. So, folks are out there, they're finding things to do, and they're cleaning out their houses, and they're making donations. So we are recognize that people are going to donate. So we are there to receive your donations, but it's on a limited time basis. So right now, you can donate at our stores only, so not anywhere else, just at our stores, from 10 to 4, right? Yeah,
yes.
10 to 4.
Yes. In the 65 stores that were currently open, because if you remember, folks, that we were going to open 2 new stores before coronavirus hit, and those had never opened, so
don't go there.
Keep that in mind. Yeah, just the don't 65. Go. Yes.
Yes.
That
so
were already open.
Yeah. So from Monday to Saturday, we're closed completely on Sundays. From 10 to 4, you can make a donation, and we're trying to be as socially distant as possible. So here's the new process for making a donation when you go to the store. So you pull up, you pop your trunk, stay in the car. Then the donor, they will come out, get your stuff out of the trunk. They will leave you a receipt in the trunk, close the door, and trunk, and you can drive off.
Yeah. And, here's what I think you should do, because we've heard a lot of people who are wanting to get out of their car and direct, like if you're like most of us, you have stuff you just ride around with in your trunk.
Yes.
Just to be honest, just, I'm sure you do. So if you don't want that stuff taken, I suggest you get, this sticky notepad.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Donate on it, and then stick it on the stuff, on the bags and the boxes that you want us to take. That way you don't feel compelled to get out of your car and direct traffic and say, don't take this, take that. Or put a piece of tape on it, or don't take, or something. But if you do that, it'll make it super easy for us to figure out which things you intend to donate and which things you don't. So definitely don't feel like you have to get out of your car and do that. And we don't want to reach into your car. To protect you and your family, and to protect our team members. We don't want to reach into back seats at this point. It's just... the safest thing to do is to keep that barrier. So so trunks only, please, if you can.
Yeah, and then we're also asking that you make sure to donate during the times that we're open. So we've been finding, and it could just be because people don't know when we're open and our hours are a little bit shorter, but folks are making donations outside of that time and they're just leaving them at the donor door. So there's a couple things with that. Number one, we have a reduced workforce right now. Like a lot of folks, we don't have as many people there to help facilitate that. So it's difficult for our team members to try to, there you go. It's typical for our team members to navigate a bunch of stuff that's kind of not left in the correct process. The other thing, you know, it's Atlanta weather. It's beautiful right now, but it could rain for 3 days straight, or it could rain overnight. So when you're making
cold
or polleny or whatever it is,
it might snow tomorrow.
It could snow tomorrow. Who knows? Or locust or frog plague or who at this point.
Stay in your house if that happens.
Yes, at this point.
That's a sign of a different kind.
Who knows? Like, Passover's about to happen. Like, who knows what's about to happen at this point? Like, that's there's true. Just a lot of stuff. So, you know, the stuff gets left out in the elements. So, it can get rained on. Anything can happen. Or it can get vandalized or damaged. So, you're going through the whole process of bringing it to Goodwill so that we can use it for our mission. But if stuff happens to it, we can't use it and it gets thrown away. So we're really hoping that you guys will help us in that part of it and really bring your donations when we're open so that we can process them appropriately so that they're useful to us when we reopen, because we will reopen at some point, and you're still making a donation that is helping the community. So there's that.
Yes. And I just touched my face, but I would like to say that I have not been outside my house.
I know, right?
Washed my hands.
There is the freedom.
It is on video, but I have not touched. Everything on my desk is probably been sanitized like 18 times.
That really is the beautiful part of staying home, because I do kind of feel like, oh, if I want to touch my face or if I sneeze or if I do, like, I'm in my house. Yeah. And like, everything that comes in here, I follow the rule, you know, I wipe down my groceries, I, you know, all the stuff, if it comes in the house, it's kind of clean. So I've created a zone of freedom of being able to touch my face.
I know. But so anyway, one serious note too, before we go, and we'll check in, I guess, a few more times. But before we get back to the studio, so we won't leave you hanging without Good Work Show content. But
yes.
We're not sure what it will be, so we'll figure that out.
It's but, like,
I know. But definitely want to give you all some things to think about. So as of right now, we always have nonprofits on, and we're finding it, obviously, that we work for a nonprofit, but we also have lots of other colleagues and other nonprofits that are in very similar boats. And so right now, with our stores closed, we don't have the revenue coming in to drive our mission work. And we're finding that a lot of nonprofits are in a very similar situation where they are doing some very important work right now, but are not able to either do it fully or are actually being the opposite and being their services are being counted on even more so because of COVID-19. And so just encouraging you to reach out to your local nonprofit, see how you can help all the time. I don't think that there's probably one nonprofit that would turn down financial support at this point. I think if there's anything that you can do and you're thinking about how can I help, financial support, 365 this year, 366 days of the year is super important to nonprofits because it gives them the ability to do the things that they need to do to help serve the people they're serving. So that's one way. There are some volunteer opportunities. There are foundations that you can give to that are giving grants and things to other nonprofits. So if you're just not sure and you want somebody to sort of vet where that money is going, you can invest in one of those funds. But I just encourage anybody right now, especially if you're a listener to our show, wrap your arms around the nonprofit community at this point. We're going to need you now, and then we will definitely need you in the future. And, you know, I think we'd be remiss if we weren't talking about Goodwill, you know, and the fact that everybody knows us for the stores and donation centers, which is great. And that's our retail revenue engine, but it drives the ability for us to do workforce development and put people into jobs right now. And if you've been hearing the news, you know, there are millions and millions, record number of people who are filing for unemployment who are out of work right now. And so we're still carrying on that part. We have donations, but we're also still helping people who need jobs through our virtual career services, Career Connector, and where we can, still operating some of our job training programs. So people need to go to work. They need that connection to work. And even after all of this is over and we're able to get out and about, there are going to be so many people who will need our services because they will be out of work. So for us to be able to continue that, we would love for you to support us with whatever you can, even if it's just telling that story to somebody else, because a lot of people don't know what Goodwill does and what our mission is, and they think we're just the stores, and that is really a means to an end to help put people to work. And we're actually seeing record traffic to our Career Connector virtual platform right now, because people are, they can't come into us brick and mortar to look for work, but they can use our service online, careerconnector.org, to connect with us. So just wanted to put that out there, whether it's Goodwill or another nonprofit, please, please, please look for opportunities to support and help. If it's not, if you can't support financially, just tell the story of that nonprofit and maybe somebody else can.
Yep. So all of that, I think, all good information. We're going to try to, like Elaine said, to bring you some content. Hopefully we can do this, you know, once a week and just check in, say hello, share some stories, share some information that we may have about Goodwill or other folks out there in the nonprofit community. But we want to make sure that we stay in touch because we're not going away. We're just, you know, it's just different. So
it's different. Yeah,
it's just different.
And, and then we'll commit to combing our hair once.
Yes. It's probably
all the way.
It's probably a good exercise for to have a reason once a week to comb your hair.
And if you see this, our look kind of go downhill, then you know, we might get real comfortable with this thing, and you might just see us in real,
you might
like already. I have no nail polish on. Like, your nails still actually look pretty good.
I mean,
good.
If I move them fast,
I don't even have a color on. It's like really. Like, I feel like I have man hands now. Like, I just,
you gotta move them fast. You can't look too close. But but yeah, y'all may get a headband one of these days, depending on what happens. So
So anyway, we hope you still have. If you have questions or if you have things that you want the Good Work Show to talk about, we can always talk about some of our favorite nonprofits and see what they're doing in the interim. We follow a lot of them on social.
Yeah, people are doing great. And maybe that's what we'll talk about next week. We'll try to highlight some of the folks that we have seen out there that are doing really good work. I mean, I know I've seen, what is it? Is it Love Beyond Walls that we talked to a while ago? They've been on national media talking about the sinks that they've been installing around town for people experiencing homelessness, for them to be able to go out and to wash their hands and keep clean. So, you know, I always like it when we're like, oh, we talked to them first, you know, and then I see them on like Sanjay Gupta and I'm like, yeah, but they were on the Good Work Show first. So
that's right. Yeah. They got our start right here.
Exactly. So we'll try to, we'll look for some content like that next week on, you know, being able to highlight some of the organizations that are doing some stuff. We know it's going to be difficult at this point to get people to come in and interview, but we can go out there and do the work and, you know, do a little research and figure out what people are doing and how the community can help. So we'll help amplify some of those stories in the coming weeks too.
That's right. Yeah, so stick with the Good Work Show, keep following us, be safe and be well. Definitely, if you have things to donate and you're cleaning up, remember
Monday through Saturday
only.
Yes, take Sunday off. Everybody takes Sundays off, but we'll be seeing you. Take care of each other, call your friends.
For our shoppers, for those of you who love us, shop at Goodwill, you should shop with us online. We have an e-commerce, so you can buy lots of stuff online. And we're sharing that on our Goodwill of North Georgia social pages. I guess we could share a link on here too. We should probably share.
We'll share it in the caption when we post this. So look down there. For the link.
I hope that's where it's gonna be, because I don't know.
Or it could be, I don't know, is it up? Depends on, well, whatever. It's either up here or it's down there.
Where's Rashad when we need him?
Where's Rashad? Anyway. All right, guys.
We should have him come on the show.
First. We can. Yeah. Who? I mean, really, we could just start clicking people in.
Special guest.
Special guest. Who wants to join us?
That's right.
It could be like a surprise.
Oh, that would be fun.
And then people could guess, and then the person joins the Zoom, and then boom, it's...
Yeah.
You know.
I feel like... So, wait a minute. Is this a thing before... I know we're supposed to hang up, but is this... How does... If we put music on here, because obviously on our regular show, we can't put, like, real, like, other people's music. Could we do, like, a sort of a D-Nice, like, top hits of the Good Work Show on here?
I have no... I don't know. How does he get away with playing...
Like, what's the legal stuff?
I don't know. You know, I need to find out, because I'm trying to figure out how does he get away with the show playing a 9-hour set of music and not get yanked? But if we try to put the Cardi B coronavirus, then we're going to...
we get taken... I don't know. I just wonder, like, if we... I mean, you know.
I don't know. We could just add it somewhere as a post. Our top 10 stay-in-the-house songs.
Oh, yeah. So we did that for a leadership. We had a contest to see who could come up with the best playlist. So I'll share with you some of
those that's
put on there. I thought we should go with, like, levity, right? Like, just to have some really fun, like...
Yeah.
So I had suggestions like Me, Myself, and I from Beyonce.
Wipe Me Down.
Or, like, Computer Love, Zapp and Roger.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mr. Telephone Man.
Yeah.
Magician, Locked Up, Akon. I mean, those were all very...
Didn't put Wipe Me Down on there, then that's a...
I almost put Wipe Me Down on there. I was close. Was close to putting it because I love Wipe Me Down. I was very close on that. I had Mask Off by Future. Like, you know.
There's a lot of good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so I don't know. If y'all just get bored, we could do stuff like that too.
Sure. We can do a lot of things. So, and now we just are kind of, you know... I think one thing that we have learned is that I think a lot of people took a lot of things about appearance and all kinds of things really seriously. So you see all of our newscasters reporting from their living rooms and, you know, and we're just going to have a little bit more of a casual and direct connection with people, I think. So you can see the artwork hanging on my wall now.
And the artwork all mine. This is a creation, me and my daughter. I'm really proud of it.
You did a good job.
If you knew what was happening.
Now that's the video that's the video that we should share.
you would be like, what are these people like? I'm telling you, like paint. I didn't know. There's no plan to this.
It turned out very well.
At all.
I didn't make that, but I bought it.
It is very cool.
Yeah, there's two of them. So there's that one and...
Oh, cool. Is it somebody?
No.
I mean, it's somebody.
It's somebody. No, I found them years ago, but they look like my mother. So I was like, that kind of looks like my mom. So, you know, I bought them. Like, I don't know, like 15... It was a long time. Those have been hanging there for a while, but anywho. Alrighty then, guys. Well...
Alright, guys. Well... Signing out from the Good Work Show. We do miss you. Please.
We do.
Yeah. Text us, write in.
You know how to get in contact with us. So we will
email us and stuff.
Yeah. So we'll see y'all next week or later this week or whenever the next time we do this. So
bye. Bye bye. Be safe.